Here's a thought I'll title Beyond Place or Moment. And this is, I think, a biggie. And it has to do with my editor's comment from Lenswork number 173, titled Project as Wall Art. You may remember, if you read that article, that I was proposing that we could take a multiple image project, in my case it was 13 images, and hang them with poster hangers on a wall that would end up creating a project as wall art rather than an individual image. And I have another observation about this that I missed until recently. I changed all the images here not long ago from one project to another, and the new project is all snow scenes. And these snow scenes come from different years. Some are from film, some are from digital, lots of different locations. And so although each image says something about a place or a moment, collectively they do something different. That seems so obvious now that I think about it, but like I say, I missed it the first time around. Unlike an image on the wall that says something about a place or a moment, a project of a dozen or so images says something that is neither about a place or a moment. It can, depending on the place and the subject and the project. But in my case, these snow pictures, like I say, were from all kinds of years and locations and scenes and etc., and they say something collectively that is beyond a given place or a given moment. It says something about snow and winter in the landscape that I'm not sure I could accomplish with just one image all by itself. Collectively, they work together to make a different sort of statement, a more, I don't know, an abstract statement about the concept of snow and cold and winter trees. And when you look at that collection on the wall, it doesn't lead you to think, where is this place? Because it's obvious that they're not from the same place. And it also doesn't motivate you to think about a given moment because they're obviously in different weather patterns and different kinds of landscapes. So it sort of seduces you to think about what holds these images together as a group, and that is the snow and the cold and winter and the beauty that can be found in a winter landscape and winter trees. And in my way of thinking, that's a completely different kind of communication than, isn't this a lovely scene? Isn't this a spectacular moment? I wish I could think of the perfect word to describe the difference between these kinds of interpretations, but it just seems to escape me. I want to say that this project presents an overview of a concept like winter snow, but that's not exactly a representative of this shift of thinking that has occurred to me as I'm looking at this project on the wall. What holds these images together as a group on the wall is less specific, more general. It's more of a conceptual communication than it is the presentation of a picture. It's as though I want you to step back and look at them as a group and think, what do these have in common and what am I really looking at here? And that content that is the collective communication that holds these images together as a project, that's a different sort of thing than is generally communicated in an individual standalone image that so successfully does communicate something about a specific place or a specific moment, but not necessarily about a generalized concept the way a group of images can, be that on the wall or in a chapbook or a PDF or a book, a web gallery presentation, or any other kind of medium that allows us to present a group of images that say something beyond place or moment.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.